Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
In relation to COVID-19, I'm looking at a site here called Love Is Not Tourism. And we're talking, this is in relation to, it says here, Love Is Not Tourism, in a global grassroots movement dedicated to reuniting binational couples. Now, there you go. I never heard this term before in my life, a binational couple. Now, I'm not too sure if that's political correctness or not, but on my behalf or whatever, I always heard of it as long-distance relationships. But anyway, and families who have been forcibly separated by travel bans and border closures due to COVID-19 and the pandemic. And on the line is Bianca to talk to you a bit more about it. Bianca, good evening to you.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you. Now, by the way, where did this word binational couples come from? I never, long-distance relationships is all I've ever known.
No, that's a very good question. To be honest with you, it actually started over in the States, because in the States they started the Love Is Not Tourism. So I think it just, everyone adapted to that word, binational couple.
I get the Love Is Not Tourism, because you're not going there for a holiday. You're going there to see your partner and your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever it happens to be.
Exactly, exactly. And like, the purpose of why Love Is Not Tourism started was, is because governments haven't factored that in. So if, for example, I wanted to go see my partner, I'm automatically put in the tourism category.
Okay.
I don't want to go on a holiday. I don't want to go sightsee. I just want to see my partner.
And give him a cuddle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I just feel like it's very unfair that we're put in that category. And granted, it's not just about couples. It's about families as well. Because we all have families in different countries and want to reunite. And this is the purpose of why we have advocated for this, that it is essential. We're willing to abide by everything that needs to be done. It's not the case of we're willing to go and go to Spain.
You don't want to be wavered from everything. You know, you're willing to do everything. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. And we're not looking for people to give us this type of you want the borders to be open. We don't want everything to be open. We just want to be given that essential status, because a lot of people who might not talk about this are suffering in silence.
So where's your partner? Well, you're in Ireland. By the way, I do detect an accent, by the way, Bianca. Where are you from?
I'm from Dublin. I'm from Dublin, and my partner is from the States.
So okay, you have a slight American accent, if you don't mind me saying it, Bianca. Sorry, I just thought you were from somewhere else. Because, No, you have an Irish accent, but there was a bit of a twang in there. Maybe you're just hanging around with the Americans too long. Okay, so your partner is in the American military.
Yes, so he's actually in the Air Force. So
Okay. We've
been together for 3 years.
Okay.
And we have been doing long distance, so don't get me wrong, but we've been seeing each other every 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
That's always been from the get-go.
And how does that work out, by the way? That must be difficult even, is it?
It's difficult, but it's manageable. Because he's getting out next month.
Okay.
So, there is an end date to that. However, not everyone is in that situation. Some people, we have that end date, but not everyone has that end date. And I think the government needs to have an understanding that why don't the Irish government recognize this? Why did the EU, for example, advocate for this last year to say, okay, we encourage for all EU countries to allow unmarried couples to reunite? So that's why, for example, you have Germany, Denmark, Finland, Italy, and so many other countries that have a so-called sweetheart exception,
yeah,
where you're past that travel, the travel restrictions. You're not going to be fined or anything like that. But it just seems like the government here in Ireland don't understand that. They feel like everyone is okay, and just because we're not talking about our mental health illness and how we're all suffering doesn't mean we're not okay. We just want to reunite. We're not looking for a holiday. We really, really aren't.
Okay. Well, now I know the Irish government did initially at the very start in the first lockdown made allowances for separated families, disconnected families, those who are going through family law, etc., etc., and that the 5K didn't apply, because you could say that that's my partner is my bubble or my support bubble. But for going abroad, of course, and leaving the state, there's where we have a problem, I suppose. So it's very difficult. And I understand exactly what you mean. So it must be very difficult for you. Because what's going to happen now when he's... Because you can't go to America because Joe Biden won't let you in anyway.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen when he's off in 3 months? How are you going to get to see each other?
To be honest with you, I'm just continuously trying to advocate for this. I'm really, really hoping that government, like our government, listen. It's just a waiting game, unfortunately, and it's not nice, Niall. I promise you, it's not nice. Like, I've been having like really bad anxiety, it's just gone so bad. And to be honest with you, so many other people are just exactly in the same boat and probably have other stories to share. And I just really think there has to be some sort of empathy shown and understanding shown, because I don't want to have that chance of, if I go to the airport to see my partner, not to go on a holiday, but to see my partner, that all of a sudden a guard stops me and I could be fined $2,000 or there could be a criminal conviction. I don't have $2,000 to spare.
I would consider going to see your partner, particularly if you were married, by the way, but I know you're not. But nowadays that shouldn't really matter. It's still considered to be a unit. And I would consider that to be a necessary journey. That is your support. That is your partner. And, you know, and I believe the family is really important. And it is in our constitution. It's protected in our constitution, by the way. So whether you're married or not. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of constitutional challenge in relation to it. But either way, I completely agree with you. And I think there should be is that what they call it? A sweetheart clause? Is that what it's called?
Yes, they're calling it a sweetheart exception. So pretty much so the countries that have this, say, for example, they have this in Ireland. What my partner would have to do is go to the Irish embassy and we would have like photos. You pretty much prove to them that we're in a serious relationship. So
nothing too explicit, obviously.
Yeah, no.
Here we are in bed together, naked, as you can see.
Nothing like that. But just like, you know, photos and so on and whatever. And then they give you that like visa approval that you can show at the airport and you can get into the country without any problems.
Yeah. I'm looking on your site here, the countries that already allow this, Denmark, Iceland, Germany, Canada, Norway, Austria, France, Sweden, Netherlands, Switzerland, Spain, Singapore, Chechnya, Finland, Italy and Lithuania. I'm surprised actually even at Italy, because obviously they went through a particularly hard time themselves, so you'd imagine they would be more cautious than most. But no, they allow it as well. So the UK and Ireland essentially don't.
Yeah, and I just would like for people to have an open mind.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more.
The feeling, I promise you when I say this, that the feeling of going through this, I would not wish this on anyone. Like, it is one of them things, like, unless you're going through it, you won't understand it. Mm-hmm. And it is a horrible, horrible feeling.
If you love somebody and you can't get to see them or be with them, it must be a horrible feeling.
Exactly. And a lot of couples have, like, broken up with this. Like, I'm just looking at me and my partner, like, are very committed to each other, but not
Yeah,
every
some would
couple.
Lose hope, of course, yeah.
Exactly. And I just don't understand how is it that other countries in the EU allow for unmarried couples to reunite, but why can't the UK and Ireland do this? Because there's nothing any different, like, there's nothing different that any other country can do versus what Ireland and the UK can do, in my opinion.
So your partner is currently serving in Japan.
Exactly.
And by the way, what's he doing in Japan, the American military, or is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret. So he would be a mechanic on the plane.
All right, okay. So when he's finished his tour of duty, so to speak, in Japan, so where is he go back? Is he back to base in America?
Yeah, so he'll be finished completely with the military next month, and then he'll be going to the States to visit his family and so on.
Okay, and what's your plan then? Bianca's still
I'm
in Ireland.
I'm hoping for him to come here, like, just to even visit, just to, like...
Yeah, I don't know. But Joe might let him out, but I don't think Michal is going to let him in. And I know you can't go to the States, because Donald Trump did reverse that legislation going back last month, but Joe Biden, as soon as he got in, put it back in again, whereby, you know, America's closed, because I go there every year on holiday, so I know that. And nobody's more disappointed than I am that you can't go to America this year. So, I mean, they've closed the door to tourism, essentially. And as you rightly said, you're classed as a tourist because you'd be going on a tourist visa.
Yeah. Mm. It's I think it is, unfortunately, a waiting game.
Could you meet somewhere neutral? Could you meet somewhere, like, if he can't come here and you can't go there, could you meet him somewhere where both of you can get to reasonably easy without too much isolation? Or
we could. Yeah. Like, he could leave, but then it goes back to the thing, I would just be so nervous in going to the airport.
What's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario, I think it would be a hard arse cop now that would give you a 2 grand fine when you're going to see your boyfriend.
True.
I don't want to be the one advising you, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying.
I know. No, I understand what you mean. I think as well, it's the whole criminal conviction. Like,
let me get this straight. And last thing, when you just check it, if you can check it for me. When you get the 2 grand fine for the unnecessary travel abroad, I don't think it's a criminal conviction. I think it's a civil case. And it's under the health legislation. So I don't think it's an actual criminal conviction unless you're brought to court and you're charged and you're brought to send the file sent to the DPP. So yeah. That's not the case.
Yeah.
It's just it's an on-the-spot fine. But yeah. Now, don't quote me again on that, Aisling, try and check it for me, but I don't think there's a criminal conviction involved unless you're actually brought to court. Now, in relation to it, you know, I definitely believe. And have you tried writing to, you know, Stephen Donnelly?
I've written to
kind of pointless,
like everyone. Like, we have written emails like to all of them. You don't get an acknowledgement. No. There's no, you don't get, you get an acknowledgement that the email has been received.
Yeah.
But you don't get a response back. Which is a bit frustrating.
Could you get a dentist appointment? Or isn't that the latest one? I'm going for an appointment to the dentist. I'm going to America for a dentist appointment.
But this is what I find funny. It's like, granted, like, I know that for certain reasons, like, you might need a dentist. Well, how, like, I just don't get how, like, the dentist is okay, but I can't see my partner. Like, it's
seeing your partner is a lot more important. And I'm not saying that flippantly. It is a lot more important than going to the dentist. Of course it is.
Yeah.
You can get the dentist done here if you want to.
Exactly, exactly. And I just think, like, trying to get the, like, advocate for this, like, trying to, because there are so many more people, especially in this country, who are suffering about this, like, depressed, like, really upset, like, hard time going to work because they haven't seen their partner in so long. And I just really don't get. I think the government say they're always for the people, but they should be for the people because this is an important matter. Mental
are you going to marry
so important. Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to marry Bianca?
I will.
Has he not popped the question yet?
Not yet. But I don't want him to do it just because the government is telling us to get married.
Well, no, I think he'd want to do it because he loved you. You know what I mean? Exactly. Is he listening tonight?
No, we will. Like, we will eventually. But right now, I think it is important that there needs to be a change. There needs to be a bit of a different mindset.
By the way, just in clarification, in relation to the criminal conviction, Aisling just said it right here, if you don't pay it within 28 days, you're brought to court. At that stage, it may become a criminal conviction. But if you pay it, it wouldn't be a criminal conviction. It's a civil fine.
Okay. Good to know. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, but do check that out yourself and just maybe ask somebody, you know, with legal knowledge. But I'm 99% sure that would be the case. So it would be a criminal conviction. But in saying that, as I said, it would be a bad, I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, some guards can be not okay and someone to understand. That's provided, of course, and I don't want to be seen to be encouraging people to break the rules of the radio, provided you get your negative PCR test and you do what
and
you
I
need
mean,
to do. Yeah, and you abide I by the will, rules of whatever country you're going to, of course. Yeah.
I will. You know, that's the thing. Like, there's never been any doubt with anyone who's part of the Love Is Not Tourism Ireland group. Like, everyone has always said, like, we will do what needs to be done.
And
like,
abide by the rules, yeah.
And look, exactly. Like, we will test, we will quarantine, we will retest, like, you know, there's never going to be any argument with that. But I just think we need to be given that chance because...
Well, look, I don't get this whole thing. Most countries are pretty much in the same boat we're in, right? Actually, probably we're one of the worst, right? So most countries are the same boat. I mean, you might as well be going to see a girlfriend in Cork as going to see them in America. Do you understand? Depending on what state you're going to, of course, different states have different rates and cases and all that kind of carry on. So, I mean, it doesn't make a huge amount of difference. So yeah. I don't see the logic behind stopping you seeing your partner, but provided you abide by the rules, and I don't see the problem with it.
Exactly, exactly. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying. I think I really wouldn't wish this, like this mental pain, like the frustration on anyone. Like,
do you FaceTime him? Do you have to FaceTime?
Oh, yeah. He's probably sick of my voice. Like, I ring him so much.
Well, isn't it lucky? You know, I mean, the one thing I will say in relation to this whole pandemic and COVID-19 if we didn't have technology that we have now, I mean, can you imagine if this happened 15 years ago when you would have had to make long distance phone calls, which would have been costing you, you know, I don't know, 50 or 60 quid per call on a mobile phone. We just wouldn't have been able to communicate with each other. So we're so lucky we have the internet now, and we have FaceTime and we have WhatsApp and we have whatever else you want to do with yourself. We have all those things. We're just so lucky we have it.
100%. Like, 100%. Thank God for, like, Messenger, WhatsApp, FaceTime and so on, because that's been my saving grace throughout all of this. Uh-huh. It really has been, I promise you.
Okay. And by the way, how old are you and how old is he?
So I'm 26 and he's 27.
Okay, all right. Okay, and how long has he been in the military since he's been...
So he's been nearly there college? For 6 years.
Okay. And is he finished now for good now? That's it? He's
finished. He'll be finished for good.
Okay, and is that... Okay, I'm not familiar with the American military. So do they all... Well, they don't all have to do it, of course. It's not conscription. But do they all tend to do the same amount of time when they're in the military?
No. Like, I think everyone, it's a case-by-case basis. Because, like, just based on what you said, some people want to... stay there forever. Well, not forever, but like until they retire. It just is a case-by-case basis.
And how did you meet him, by the way?
In Dublin, in a pub. Romantic.
Yeah, very typically. But actually, just stay there for a second, because Brendan, you're in a similar situation. Brendan, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Brendan?
Hi, now, how are you doing?
Good. You're in a similar situation.
Slightly similar, but also a little bit different. I actually met my partner in the Philippines back in 2012.
Okay.
Through work. I was there for a couple of weeks, but we kind of reconnected in October 19.
Okay.
So we've been trying to reconnect, and I've been trying to visit her. She's currently in Dubai at the moment. But obviously the pandemic hit, and we decided we'll sort of make the best option and choose to visit in March 21.
Okay.
But obviously because the restrictions have been extended, both in the north and the south, we've had to then put that off again. We've put that off to October at the minute.
All right, okay, so you're now moving forward to October, so your relationship is on hold, so to speak.
Yeah, so like Bianca, we've been video chatting, texting all day, every day, sending gifts to each other, things like that, just trying to obviously keep in contact as much as we can.
Yep.
But there's only so much you can do with social media and WhatsApp and stuff. So.
This is true. Without going into the physicality of it, this is true. There's only so much you can do on social media. I mean, you can't hold hands. You can't cuddle. You can't watch telly together. Well, you can watch telly together, I suppose, simultaneously on Netflix if you really wanted to, in two separate households somewhere across the world. But you can't. You need to be with somebody, don't you, if you love them. That's just it.
Exactly, yeah. And like Bianca, if we did make the decision to try and travel to see our loved ones, obviously do it safely, we'll test, retest, quarantine with our partners when we're there, and then do the same on the way back as well.
Mm-hmm.
But for me in the north, as far as I know, as soon as I travel the 5K over the border, I can then face a €100 fine for breaking the 5K restriction in the south.
Yep.
Up to $2,000 at the airport, and then from what I've read,
$2,000 on the way back as well.
$2,000 on the way back, plus because she's in a Category 2 or red list.
You'd have to quarantine,
It would be the forced quarantine if that comes in.
I think so, yeah.
Up to the $2,000 in the quarantine.
So you're looking at $6,000 and you haven't even left the country, so to speak.
Exactly, plus what you've paid as well, yeah.
I know, yeah, that's crazy.
For this past year, like everybody else on our Facebook page, I've been quarantining myself. I live at home by myself, been quarantining from last March. The only time I go out is to visit my parents on a Thursday, and they even order my food and stuff online. So other than a Thursday, I'm in the house 24/7.
Yeah.
So why would I want to pay $2,000 to stay in a hotel when I could just do the same from home, you know?
I know. I know a lot of people in the situation you're in, both of you. And it's very, very unfortunate. And unfortunately, people just don't think of people like you guys. And there are people, by the way, in similar situations who are married. And living apart at the moment because of COVID-19. Now, only because of the physical, because they can't get together. I mean,
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. But that's the other thing. So there's people that have actually had to put their weddings off. They're literally putting their lives on hold. And there's people who have missed the birth of the children because of the travel bans and stuff as well. There's families out there who haven't seen, maybe kids that are living abroad, but haven't seen their parents and stuff, can't come home or vice versa. So it's not just couples like ourselves, it's families that are trying to get back together, you know?
Yep, Yeah, I get it. I get it. Listen, both of you, I wish you both well, and I hope you get to see your partners very soon, because there's nothing worse than being in love and not being able to be with somebody. It must be a terrible feeling, and I wish you both well, and I hope you get it sorted out. Bianca, if we can do any more for you, let me know, won't you?
Thank you so much, Niall. I really appreciate you having me on. No,
We'll put a link on our Twitter account and our Facebook account to your site. Is that your site, by the way, the website?
So the Twitter page. So we've created the Twitter page and Facebook. The Facebook Love Is Not Tourism Ireland page.
Love Is Not Tourism Ireland. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Links.
All right. You've made my night.
Okay. Thanks, Bianca. And best of luck. And I hope the wedding goes well. I want an invite. Okay.
Thanks very much. No worries.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.